Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has to build a big business. So listen here, we're coaching you every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial into 602-753-1848. Or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Good morning, family. We are learning how to discover your God-given hustle. We're here live from Los Angeles, California. We are going to get ready to unleash the power within with Tony Robbins and I have my firstborn with me, and I am super, super excited about what he's going to experience. All I can tell you is that in order to discover that God-given hustle, we've gone through it. You know, you got to go back and listen to the past episodes. You can go to Success with Nicola and click on the Power Start button, and then you'll learn how you can muster up the courage and the confidence. And today, we're talking about the self-belief that you need to go out there and get the things you want out of life. Did you know it's not coming to you? It's not just going to lay in your lap. What you're looking for is not just going to come and lay in your lap. I know that we learn things about the law of attraction for those who are on the line, and I want you to know that the word of the Lord says, as a man thinks it, so is he. He will not be mocked. You will only reap what you sow. And so you have to do some things for you to walk into what you really want out of life. We got to go to the Lord, because self-belief, it starts somewhere, and you know where I'm going to start, because it's Power Starts Your Day. Scripture is coming out of Philippians 4:13 on today. It's hard to believe in yourself in a real, authentic way without first believing in Christ. Father God, we come before you. We honor you today because this is the day you've made. We're so glad. We're joyous. We're here in the land of the living. Just to think we opened our eyes and we're still on this side. So you are offered the highest praise on today. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one else deserves that praise but you. We're thankful, Father God, that we are here, another opportunity to serve you in the highest of capacity, as well as to equip your saints. We want to build up your most precious commodity called your people. We're thankful, Father God, that we're searching and we're discovering the Christ within, and then we can see the Christ within your creation. We are honoring you, oh dear Lord, as we're going out to do these great exploits in your name. They will be knowing who sent us, as we're always mindful of you, our assignment. We're thankful, dear Lord, that we're learning that we're truly the head and not the tail. So it's time we start acting like it. It's time we start being like it. Revelation that your Holy Spirit will be giving to us, bringing all your word into remembrance. As your servant decrees, let your Holy Spirit increase, because this is his show. Teach us, guide us, direct us like never before. So we may first believe in our God, how great I am, and then we can believe in ourselves. We honor you and bless you. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. Wow, some people already started coming into the queue, and I welcome you. We can have a chat on this morning. And we're going to first the book of Philippians, and that's chapter 4, verse 13, and it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have a question for you, and I want you to do this all day long because the list is going to start right now, but it's going to continue, and you're going to ask yourself, how many things do I know how to do now that I didn't know how to do before? And you can go back as far as you want for your before. For those who feel that doing their network marketing business is such a hard thing, for those who feel that it's just impossible for them to take their spot at the top, for those who say it's possible, but you're not doing what you need to do to make it possible, I want you to ask yourself the question, how many things do you know how to do now that you didn't know how to do before? It's time that you start having confidence in your own ability, your God-given abilities. Did you know you can learn whatever you set your heart and your mind on? So that means you've got to do the work on your heart and work on your mind so that you can truly believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I want you to just go down memory lane for a minute because there are some miracles that have happened in your life and you've overlooked them, some overlooked miracles in your life. You're trying to discover your God-given hustle. I want you to go back to a time where you had to wait for a bottle. And you had to cry for it. Now you can feed yourself. Oh, my mercy. Now you can put your own clothes on for most of you. For most of you. You can put your own clothes on, your own shoe. You can tie your own shoe, kings and queens. You can tie your own shoe. It's a miracle you can leave the house without your parents. OMG. You could drive a car for some of you all, or you could get on the bus or the train by yourself. OMG. You know your way home. Did you always know how to get home? You say, Nicola. Oh, wait, hold on. You know how to hold a phone and dial a number? Oh, stop it. Stop it now. Wait a minute. You know how to get on the internet? Wait, you created your own social media account. OMG. You know how to read the word it say post or what you're thinking about, and you put some letters in there called words. Wait, hold on. To me, you know all your ABCs right now. When are you going to believe in yourself? Self-belief can change whole world you live in. Yes, I said that because you literally don't live in the city or state. You've heard me say this before. You don't live in the city or state that you're in. You live in your mind. There are some people in different parts of the world that believe more in themselves, and they decided that they were no longer going to stick with mediocrity, average, less than enough, and they went into the next level of dimension. They went further than any of their family members have ever done before, just because of self-belief. Let me tell you guys something. We got here on yesterday, and we're going to attempt to go on down to the Hollywood, the Walk of Fame, and we were going to be caught up in LA traffic, so we decided on doing something different, and we were so we came into this beautiful hotel. Oh my mercy! I got to get some pictures, to imagine that social media was down. You couldn't post, so what was you doing anyway? Some of y'all ain't posting no way. It didn't make you no different, and so we began to take some photos and videos of this beautiful place, the Biltmore Hotel, and it's just amazing. So Savon and I, we began to walk down some of the corridors, and we went down like their historical corridor, and we were able to see this beautiful hotel that has obviously been part of wealth, the wealth society, for many, many, many moons. And we were able to look at some of the pictures. And when we went back in the 1930s, they had the pictures, and it looked so wealthy, beautiful, even back then. And we couldn't see anyone that looked like us in the picture. And then we looked at 2013, and still wasn't a whole lot of us. However, few faces in the front of diversity, and it was amazing how things have grown. And somebody had to have the self-belief to go into a place or go into places that no one else has gone, to be able to say, I'm going to be the first, or I am going to be amongst the first. And once you begin to understand Philippians 4:13, you are going to stop settling for less and will only tolerate the best. So then later on, we hopped in the Uber because we knew it was going to be crazy traffic to go and pre-register. And as we were walking in, you started seeing the hundreds and hundreds. And by the time we began to look at the line, it was the thousands of people in line investing in themselves so they can up-level their self-belief, their abilities, and it was amazing. The level of membership that I have, we were able to walk past those thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people in line and was able to get registered. They were going to be in line probably maybe, hours. I don't know. Even Savon said, how long are they going to be in line before? I said, I don't know. But we were able to walk right on up, no wait, get our badges, and walk back out. Self-belief will even have everything to do with what level of investment that you would make in yourself. You would stretch yourself knowing that you deserve it. I want you to say that on the line on this morning, that you deserve it. Say, I deserve it. I deserve it. I need you to say, I deserve it. Because when you start growing up in your spirit and your mind, you're going to start breaking the barrier between you and success. Only you can do that. I know you had a past. I know you have a future, but that's nothing compared to what's on the inside of you if you are willing to tap into your God-given hustle. This is why personal development is absolutely critical, not only in network marketing, but in any business, because let me help you understand, whatever's in your heart and your mind is what you tend to transcend to others. So if you have doubt, you have doubt, but you want to attract a team that's certain or confident. It does not work like that. There's so many people who will be able to tell you about their transition from, oh, wow, I used to get no people in my team, no people in my business, and now, oh, wow, it's just they had to learn how to do that. But I bet you one thing, it was the moment that their self-belief enough that they begin to practice and do what they needed to do, then now they say, oh, it's a miracle. People literally are saying yes to me. But do you know that when you increase your self-belief, people say no? I saw a powerful post by Coach Goodfriend Ray Higdon, who's looking up now, and he's making multi-millions of dollars as he started a new business. And he says, like, he's sitting there to let people know that, yeah, thousands of people said no to me too. But it doesn't make a difference. That's self-belief. Self-belief will trump doubt, worthiness. You get that self-belief, you don't care. I'm just going to try. So, you know, like even on tonight, they told us that we're going to, in our event, we're going to walk on fire and walk on hot coals or whatever. And Savon's like, oh, I can't wait to see that. I said, no, it ain't you're going to see that. You're going to do it. He's like, oh, man, this is crazy. I'm like, oh, yeah. Doing things that you've never done before will increase your self-belief. So anything that you're afraid of to do and you're trying to build a business, I'm not telling you go bungee jump. I'm not telling you to go skydive. I'm not telling you that you need to go fly a plane. I'm saying go out there with enough effort. Just share what you got. The more you believe in yourself there, believe it or not, as low as everything, you're going to start doing things that you never did before. You will be the one, well, let me go in and try to jump out the plane. Look, I'm at the top of two companies, and I ain't never had to jump out of my plane. That may not be my interest, but I bet you if I let heart and mind to do it, I can do it. You know what that tells me, and you know what that should tell you, ladies and gentlemen? Whatever you're doing or not doing in your business and in your life is because you decided to or you decided not to. Self-belief. Go on to self-determination on tomorrow and Financial Freedom Friday. I need you all day today understand that you have way more inside of you than you're using. And what Dr. Murray would always say, anytime someone don't know the use of a thing, abuse occurs. So now you start abusing yourself mentally, saying, I'm not good enough. I can't do it. You're frustrated instead of you moving forward. You're focusing on failure instead of you moving forward. You're standing in the same place instead of you moving forward. Something today you've never done before. Let's open up the line. Good morning, 646-3668. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Queen. How are you? God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. I would like to start off by saying that you are just wonderful. You know, I know you hear that every single day, but, you know, I always tell my children, when you meet a stranger, be nice to them. When you meet someone you don't know, you know, be nice to them. You know, care for others. And, you know, in the back of my mind, I used to say, does that even exist anymore? And
absolutely.
I met you. I met you, and it's real. There are people out there that actually want to help others with no strings attached. And it's sad because we live in a world that people are so skeptical because it just doesn't exist anymore. But it does. You came along and you changed my life. You didn't just change my life. You changed my children's life. You know, when you change one person's life, it's not just that person. You know, you just helped me and my family. And I just want to say my God-given talent is to help others. That is my God-given talent. That is my God-given talent, and you know, yes, it definitely is.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jeanette.
No, Nicola, it's okay.
I can remember the first day. You know, I remember things in pictures. And and I don't know. Don't ask me that. I mean, that's just one of the gifts. And I can remember the first time we talked on the line. Well, you were kind of getting yourself contemplating to get started. And you were like, I'm not sure, like, if I can do this. And my husband and I, we were in front of a beauty supply store. And I saw some kind of thing like I could lounge in the house with it. I was talking to you, doing the call with you. You know, closing you out, and my husband was pointing at something like in the beauty supply store, like saying, would you like this? Like, people don't even understand. Yes, I shop wherever I want to shop. If I see something that looks like I want to wear it, I don't care where it came from. I'm like, yeah, I want that, you know? I was like, yeah, I want that. So I'm pointing at the thing with him, and I'm like, no, that color or whatever, and I'm on the phone with you. And I can remember you say, you know, I don't know if I can do this, but the people at my job, you know, they pretty much the people at your job believed in you. Do you remember you telling me that?
Yes.
Do you know how long ago that was? You probably say, well, all these people I talk to on a regular basis, how can I remember that?
Right.
Sometimes I remember things, people are like, well, I don't know. I'd have to bring it back to their recollection. Let me tell you guys something. If you turn your heart to God's people, you'll be surprised of what you could do. He begins to now unlock the mysteries to you. Things that were just so discombobulated in your mind now becomes crystal clear. Things you thought you could never do or you depended on others to do, now not only you do it, but you become a master of it. I'm here with you guys in order. Put God first. That would automatically mean it's people first. And watch what he would do. Watch what he would do. Pure heart, clean hands. Good morning, 678, last 4, 2172. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. This is Sherelle Anderson. How are you?
Good morning. All the superstars on the line, first and foremost. Good morning. God bless you, Queen. What's going on?
Dr. Nicola, you are speaking to my old me and the new me. The old me lived in what I was told I would be or wouldn't be. I was told you never be anything because of who your mother is. I was told you never be anything because you were a teen mom. And I used to believe that. I used to sit in that. Even knowing the talents that God gave me, I used to sit in that and watch everybody that had similar, same, or even greater talents do their thing. But I sat in every word that somebody put on my life, telling you from Dr. Nicola Smith Jackson, Power Start Your Day, Pink Millie, Momentum Society has changed my life to where now I believe everything that God told me. I believe when he told me, when I asked God, why am I still here? Because I was tired. God told me I preserved you. And then because he knows I'm visual, he showed me.
Mm-hmm.
As far as my eyes and my spirit could see jars of preservatives so that he can show me exactly what it is that he's done for me. He showed me that in seconds. And from that moment on, I began to really live in. And it didn't happen fast. It's slowly by surely.
Oh my,
it started happening. I am now living in that because God said, I preserved you. You don't look like what you've been through.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody know what you've been through until you tell them. They don't know that I was an abused child, rape victim, suicidal thoughts, depression for years because of what people put on my life. So for you to be speaking this right now, this morning, it's all through my soul because I've been both places. And there's no stopping me because God put people in, God put you in my life to save me from myself. And I'm fast approaching the first serious goal that's been in my heart. Fastly approaching that. Hit milestones because I began to believe in me. I deserve it. I deserve it. And ain't nobody walking this earth going to stop me from what God has placed in my life. Period. Ever again. Ever again. I thank God for all the things that I've gone through because it's made me stronger.
That's right.
I thank God for you because you remind us every day that we deserve it. We got to be consistent. We got to live in our truth. We got to live in our purpose. And the moment that we forget, here you go, coming right back and say, remember what God said? Remember what God told you? Get up and go do it. And I thank God for you because I'm telling you, my life ain't going to never be the same. I love you, Dr. Nicole. Thank you.
I love you, too. Let me tell you something. As you were sharing that, it's like we were so in sync because when you said God showed you, you know, how you through your eyes, and the first thing, when you first started talking, that's what I saw. I saw your eyes. But I saw your eyes when I first met you. There was a veil over your face, and I am telling you this, and it was hard for me to kind of see your eyes. I was seeing your face, but I couldn't really see your eyes. Then, like, as you kept going around, see, people don't even know, and I'm not going to go deep into it, because people are like, oh, my gosh, what is she seeing when she sees me? I don't always see something for everyone. It's about specific things. I only do what God tells me to do or what he shows me, and then I started seeing you over and over, and I started seeing you going through this, like, hard metamorphosis, like, your transition was so hard. The enemy or the spirit of darkness was fighting you so hard for what you now are beginning to know. And every time I would see you, I saw you were changing everything on the outside, and I saw you going through this metamorphosis. You're changing everything on the outside, the hair, the clothes, whatever. And I watched this because I was a hairstylist, and I know what women and men are going through. I'm seeing, and I'm like, you're trying to figure out, who am I really? And then in that transition, at first, you'll be tempted to emulate, you'll be tempted to duplicate, you'll be tempted to only look at other people, whatever. And then the moment you begin to look on the inside, the world that actually opens up. Saw you a few weeks ago at the weekly meeting, and now I looked in your eyes and I saw clarity for the first time. I even saw a twinkle. I said, she got it. She got it. Oh, my gosh. Her chills coming over my whole body. I said, my God. I would never, ever take the credit. I'm just a vessel. I said, my God, look at her. Leadership and everything. There was another young lady. I saw it. I'm saying, oh, my Lord, I'm seeing click. Why? Because God needs to start showing me, because at first I started getting tired of y'all. I promise y'all, I was like, look, whatever this is some fertile ground. These people are cray-cray, and it's not y'all on the line. It's just a lot of people that I have to deal with. I said, my God, crazy. Wow. Listen, guys, I got to let you guys know. Listen, I'm in a hotel. It's early in L.A. See you guys tomorrow, Financial Freedom Friday. I love you guys. Go out there and make it happen. Go out there and make it happen. Powerful. Go back and listen to this. You're going to hear some things. It's powerful. Take care. God bless you.